This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your signal to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. These are our stories for Friday, September 27th. Carla Pereira is on assignment. September 20th was the first anniversary of Hurricane Maria's devastating arrival in Puerto Rico, and today many amateurs are better prepared for the next storm or other disaster that could disrupt conventional telecommunications. With this in mind, the ARRL Puerto Rico section is hosting monthly meetings in various cities around the island Commonwealth as part of an effort to establish an amateur radio emergency service organization in Puerto Rico to be headed by Section Manager Oscar Resto, KP4RF, and Section Emergency Coordinator Juan Sepulveda, KP3CR. The overall initiative would involve recruiting volunteers and holding topic-specific workshops. Based on the new Puerto Rico Section Emergency Management Bureau Zone Divisions, a 2-meter simplex band plan has been developed in the event that repeaters go down. Many simplex drills and nets are taking place on a weekly basis. At a September 8th meeting, it was decided to create a new formal net for handling formal traffic via the 145.410 MHz repeater located in El Junque Summit. Radio amateurs living in the U.S. Virgin Islands were invited to participate as well. Eventually, an HF net will be available to send formal traffic to the NTS nets in the U.S. mainland. The 2-meter net was set to start on September 24th at 2200 UTC. As promised, the WSJTX Development Group has announced a new candidate release known as WSJTX 2.0 RC1. This beta version of the popular digital mode software suite incorporates many new FT8 and MSK144 features that will be of particular interest to the amateur radio contesting community. It incorporates all FT8 de-expedition mode changes already developed. Contest-related changes include support for standard ARRL field day exchanges, better support for North American VHF contests with improved handling of grids and rover callsign designators, 6-character locators and callsign suffix support for portable operators focusing on European VHF contesting, support for standard contest exchanges in the ARRL RIDI Roundup, support for call signs of up to 11 alphanumeric characters to accommodate non-standard and compound call signs. Support for the new exchanges should expand the ability of contesters to use FT8 and other WSJTX protocol during contests that allow digital contacts and where the exchange is a traditional signal report and state, province, or country. According to the release notes, WSJTX 2.0 offers, quote, significantly better sensitivity, unquote, for the whisper decoder. In addition, color highlighting of decoded messages provides worked before status for call signs, grid locators, and DXCC entities on a biband basis. Color highlighting can also identify stations that have or have not uploaded their logs to Logbook of the World within the past year. Effective November 1st, radio amateurs in Sweden who want to run more than 200 watts PEP in certain amateur radio allocations will have to apply for a transmitter license to do so and pay an annual fee. Sweden's telecom agency PTS has announced a modified listing of license-free transmitters that spells out the changes for amateur radio and other services. Sweden eliminated amateur radio licenses in 2004, and amateur radio in Sweden is, quote, permission-free, unquote, but prospective radio amateurs must still pass an examination. A certificate and call sign, valid for life, are issued without any future fees. The VP6D Ducie Island 2018 D-Expedition on schedule to begin October 20th, has announced that it will use DXA to post contacts on a near real-time basis. The DXpedition leaders say they've performed an end-to-end test of the DXA system and expressed confidence that DXA will significantly reduce or eliminate the hundreds of emails asking for log checks. If you see your call sign on DXA, you're in the log. The VP6D Ducie Island DXpedition is scheduled to run October 20th through November 3rd. The VP6D team also plans to put Ducie Island on 6-meter moon bounce for the first time ever. Operation will be on 50.200 MHz using JT65. What is hoped will be the first annual Get Your Park On operating event will take place October 14th through the 20th in celebration of Earth Science Week. During this on-the-air celebration, hams can participate in one of two ways. North American amateurs can opt to be activators, setting up and operating in geological and nature centers, such as national and state parks and forests, national monuments, and protected nature habitats. They may also decide to be hunters, operating from home and searching out and making contacts with the activators. Get Your Park On gets underway at 0000 UTC on October 14th and continues through 2359 UTC on October 20th. Visit the Get Your Park On Facebook page for more information. This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, September 27th. So far this year, the sun has been spotless for a total of 157 days. You have to go back 10 years to find a similar lack of activity, and that was when we experienced the deepest solar minimum in a century. If you hang out on the HF band, you know what this means. DX propagation is largely limited to 80, 60, 40, and 30 meters, with some showing up on 20 meters. But now that autumn is upon us here in the Northern Hemisphere, it will be interesting to see what the future brings, especially on 160 and 80 meters. A blast of solar wind arrived a few days ago and made conditions difficult on HF, but with luck, the band should improve somewhat in the days to come and should be in decent shape for the CQ Worldwide RIDI contest this weekend. On VHF and UHF, the weather fronts have been stirring up some big tropospheric ducting on 2 meters and up. At the moment, most of the activity is taking place along the East Coast, from Florida to New England, and also along the West Coast, from California all the way to British Columbia. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
With all the information given in the past weeks, you have probably forgotten most of it. Do not fret. You can read Keith, KB1SF/VA3KSF's articles that were printed in the AMSAT Journal by going to amsat.org and clicking on the Education tab and then For Beginners. That should refresh your memory and give you a few more tips on making contacts on the satellite. We're drawing closer to the 2018 AMSAT 36th Annual Space Symposium. This year it will be held in Huntsville, Alabama from Friday, November 2nd through the 4th. The Board of Directors meets November 1st and the morning of the 2nd. There's a banquet on Saturday evening and a bus tour to the Marshall Space Flight Center on Sunday afternoon. More information can be found at amsat.org and click on Events. To register for the symposium or the bus tour, visit the same website and click on the store. Of course, what would an AMSAT symposium be without a bunch of hams running outside to work a satellite? We look forward to seeing you. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.